Supreme Court's going to hear oral arguments, I think some point this morning, I don't think it's this afternoon, on whether or not former President Donald Trump should be immune from federal prosecution. This all goes to the quote-unquote election interference case. Jared Halpern's been following this for us from Fox News Radio. Jared, welcome to your morning wake-up. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, those arguments, 10 o'clock Eastern time, so a little bit more than 90 minutes from now. I anticipate they will go over the scheduled time of arguments. I would imagine, you know, this could go maybe 2 hours or so where they hear these arguments, because this is a novel question in front of the Supreme Court. They have never in the history of the Republic sort of considered criminal immunity for a president of the United States. And so they certainly are going to have to get at a couple of issues here. One is kind of how far does presidential immunity, as we understand it, extend. And then secondly, as the attorneys for the former president have argued, the actions that Trump took in the days and weeks and months after the 2020 election were official acts of office. And that's why they say there is immunity. Official acts is something that this court is going to have to try and reconcile with, right? Is anything that a president does in office an official act, or, you know, are there limits? Are there caps on it? Again, questions that a court, at least the Supreme Court, has never really dived into before. And so it should be a fascinating day, certainly from just the constitutional side of it. But listen, these are major implications, right? President Trump, former President Trump, is facing a bunch of counts here in Washington for trying to overthrow the election, his role that prosecutors say he played in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. That trial is on hold as this immunity question tries to get resolved. So a huge implication on kind of whether or not that key prosecution from Jack Smith can move forward. And obviously major, major implications for the election in November.
I think it'd be important also for everyone to sort of step back and take a look, because the narrative had been so for so long. Are you getting pulled over right now?
No, I'm at the Supreme Court, though. I'm outside.
Everyone's arriving. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
But for so long, the narrative has been the presumption that he definitely tried to overturn the election. And that's a big question in and of itself, is it not?
Not for this court. I don't believe that's – well, it may be a question for this court. But the constitutional question isn't so much about necessarily the conduct, but whether or not those allegations can even be tried. Right. But again, you look into the question of, you know, what's an official act. Maybe the court does look into that conduct. Generally, though, that would be kind of a post trial, maybe a post conviction question, that the court does not have to determine whether or not a crime was committed. They have to look at whether or not a former president can be tried, can be prosecuted for alleged conduct, not necessarily proven conduct. Right. And so that's, again, one of the other wrinkles here in this case, and why the implications here are so large. Because if the court comes out with a ruling that says, you know, anytime a president's in office, they sort of enjoy immunity, criminal immunity, that's going to raise questions about a lot of conduct that presidents may or may not do in office, right? So that's why a lot of people are going to be – and again, that's why I say that the question of kind of what's an official act may play a prominent role in the arguments that we hear this morning.
And going forward in history, because I'm sure
we are really focused on Trump, and rightly so. This is Trump v. U.S. This is about the prosecution here in Washington happening right now. But these are questions about the executive branch that have never been answered by a Supreme Court as it relates to the Constitution. What the Supreme Court decides in this ruling, depending on how narrow or broad it is, will have implications well beyond 2024.
I said to my friend Ryan yesterday, we're all living, and have been for a while now, a giant civics lesson, if you think about it.
The joke that sometimes I have with other reporters is that, remember when we got to live in precedented times? Everything's unprecedented now.
And we should be the name of your new band.
We need precedented. The precedented times, you know, they were okay.
They were good.
Certainly fascinating to be able to witness, again, these very very important questions here in front of the court, obviously in the short term and what it means for the upcoming election, but long term and what it means for presidents and the way that they can conduct themselves in office.
And Jared, in our last, say, 60 seconds here, what's the time frame? What should we be looking at for a decision from the court?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to answer. This case has certainly been on a fast track. The court agreed to take this up on an expedited schedule. They have scheduled arguments on an expedited schedule. They are aware of the timing here. They are aware that this trial is on hold. They certainly are aware of the election in November. That, to me, suggests that they will try and decide this case, try and put out an opinion as quickly as possible. That's what they did with the Colorado case on ballot access. That being said, unlike us in the broadcast business, the Supreme Court doesn't really work on deadlines. So when the opinion is ready to share, I imagine they'll share it. But I do think that we have gotten a lot of indication from the justices that they recognize the urgency here.
Well, Jared Halpern, we'll probably be talking to you again tomorrow at this rate. And I got to tell you, going all the way back to my college days, the sound of sirens makes me nervous. So I'm going to...
So put those hairs up on the arm, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, Jared, thanks a lot, pal. We appreciate it.
Sure thing. Take care.
See ya. Yep. 1320 WILS. We'll be back in just a minute.